This is Kaya Biz.
Kaya Biz.
With Gubuna Tumfopi.
On Kaya 959.
On the street.
On the air.
Indeed, you're listening to Kaya Biz, and what we always often tend to focus on in these conversations is to really empower and impart knowledge and information that speaks deliberately to the investment landscape and arena. Now, for many of us, we've come out of the COVID-19 pandemic while we're still emerging from it, rightfully so. But one thing that it has taught us is to reignite our focus on planning both for the short term, to manage our cash flows effectively, but also to remind us to also focus primarily on long-term financial interests. So how does one strike a balance in terms of making sure that the short to medium term is adequately addressed with your financial needs, but that you don't get left behind when it comes to long-term financial planning? Well, to help us understand how we can apply cathedral thinking to your investment approach, we're joined on the line by Maurice Bester, Manco Specialist at Allan Gray. Maurice, great to have you with us, and thanks for your time.
Good evening, Gugu. Thanks for having me, and hello to the listeners.
Indeed. We're quite excited for this conversation because many might be sitting back and thinking, great, I want to change my investment thinking and approach, but cathedral thinking, what is that?
Gugu, so cathedral thinking is the opposite of short-termism.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a term used today to describe a time frame that considers multiple generations.
Mm.
So this term actually stems from our medieval ancestors who initiated ambitious and carefully considered projects purely for the benefit of future generations. And these were often grand buildings that would take hundreds of years to complete,
mm-hmm.
you know, such as your cathedrals and community gathering spaces. And then this led to the coining of the term cathedral thinking, which maybe in a nutshell can be described as activities that require vision, planning, and long-term commitment.
Yeah, and I think I like that. I think many of us can relate to it because we're well aware that good things do take time. Investing as well is a long-term game and really is a marathon that requires us to be patient. But how do we apply cathedral thinking to investing? And is it something that perhaps might even come naturally to us when it comes to our behavior?
Okay, well, investing is actually a great example, yeah, when we think about cathedral thinking. But if we look at the recent behavior, especially over the last 2 years, taking COVID into consideration, local investors have had it really hard when you look at their behavior. So maybe if I can just answer the question by first referring to our portfolio managers and how they apply cathedral thinking. So when investing with the long term in mind, we believe it is critical to pick businesses that will endure. So sustainability is therefore a key part of Allan Gray investment philosophy.
Mm.
And our investment analysts, they spend the majority of their time trying to work out the sustainable earnings levels of the businesses we analyze. So we value businesses based on the sustainable or normal earnings level rather than the earnings at any one point in time. So by its nature, this approach or our investment approach also considers the long term.
Mm.
And now, you know, as investment managers, we are aware of the fact that investors have chosen us not just to safeguard their investment, but also to create wealth. And the ability to achieve this does not only depend on what we do as the asset manager, but it is also linked to how the investor then responds. So the investor's role, we believe, is to stay invested for long enough to benefit from our fund returns.
Yeah. And Maurice, that's such an important point, but sometimes we know we get anxious, we get nervous, we can't sit on our hands, and maybe desperate times also call for desperate measures where investors choose to divest from their investments. Help us understand some of the threats and challenges and how best as well to manage this to avoid it eating into our wealth creation strategies for future generations.
That's a very good question. So the mathematical side of your brain actually analyzes risk and reward over time. And the emotional side of your brain is activated during real-life risk and reward decisions. So this more primitive system, actually driven by greed and fear, is less concerned with long-term consequences.
Mm.
And also what fuels that short-termism is today's 24-hour news cycle, which really encourages immediate action rather than patience. So the information that dominates headlines is not designed to appeal to our rational, long-term thought processes,
mm.
which are essential for investing. So yes, you are right, Sue. It's incredibly difficult to time market peaks and troughs, and investors who try to do this, they often end up locking in losses and missing out on the subsequent recovery. and they also have to work much harder to get their plans back on track.
Yeah.
So through this behavior, many investors actually lost return value during the COVID-19 inspired crash.
Exactly. And I think that's so important for us to make sure that we do keep in line. And to close off with very briefly, if one does experience, I guess, short-termism, reacts on impulse as well as emotions, how is it that a financial advisor or investment professional can help keep us in line to focus on our cathedral thinking investment objectives?
Yeah, because I think in an environment in which the default setting is living for the now, applying cathedral thinking is tough. So that's often where you need the expertise, where you need the accountability partner of a financial advisor that can assist with that. And it takes a considered shift in how we view the world with an emphasis on the future. So there are some inspiring examples of projects underway that demonstrate this approach. And one is the Svalbard Global Seed Vault, which is a safety deposit of millions of seeds on a Norwegian island in the Arctic Circle, designed to preserve the world's crop diversity for future generations.
Yeah.
So, you know, one factor that ensures we focus on the long term is also our attitude towards risk, and that is where the role of an advisor is also very important to help the client understand what risk actually means and how they should respond to certain risks in the market.
Definitely. Very important thoughts that you've shared with us here today, and themes that we do need to take into consideration and be cognizant of, especially when it comes to managing long-term investment goals. Maurice, thank you so much for your time this evening. And I think as well for some guests and investors who perhaps might still be anxious and want to read up more on cathedral thinking, where can we find more information and how do we apply some of these lessons to the conversations that we'll have with investment professionals like yourself or even our financial planners? So in other words, how do I tell my financial planner, help me think for the long term and keep me in check?
Yeah, so we've actually written an article about cathedral thinking very recently.
Yes.
The article is called How to Apply Cathedral Thinking in Your Investment Approach. So listeners can definitely go and have a look at that. And, yeah, I want to say it's very important, some of the tips we always say, is to remember what you're saving towards when times get tough. So it's very important to have a plan structured with your financial advisor, to have a disciplined investment process, and then to focus on the long-term rewards of saving, which is, you know, the compounding effect, which is very important over the long term. So there's definitely a lot of information on our website also about how you can, you know, think about the future and how you can actually, you know, just bring yourself closer to your future self and let it be more less of a sacrifice to invest for the future, but actually see the long-term gain within it.
I love that. Not so much a sacrifice, but the long-term gain and the future that you want to imagine for yourself. You're essentially empowering yourself and giving yourself the opportunity to have the necessary financial resources to live the life that you want. I like that thinking.
Exactly.
Yeah, definitely. Yes. That is something we need to encourage with many South Africans. Thank you so much for your time this evening and for giving us some insight into cathedral thinking, into one's investment approach, thinking for the long term, considering wealth generation or wealth creation for future generations and not being absorbed in any short-term headwinds and the concerns that might arise. That's Maurice Bester. She's a Manco specialist at Allan Gray who's joined us this evening. Helping you secure your future was brought to you by Allan Gray. Allan Gray is an authorized financial services provider.
Kaya Talk on Kaya 959. On the street, on the air.